what I want to kind of do, and I think it's good for us to do this once a year, is to kind of state of the youth department, if you will, just to kind of talk about what we're all about, why we do what we do, and sort of reset all that. Some of you guys just started coming to the youth department this year, and some of you guys are brand new, and this is your first week down, and we welcome you down. And I think it's good for us to just look at what we're all about and why we do what we do, and look at a couple of things. What am I all about, and what is this department all about? For those of you that don't know me, I guess for the new people, for everybody that does know me, you can ignore me for just a minute, but my name's Jason Knight, and I'm the youth pastor, and I actually did not go into youth ministry as a profession. I went into graphic and web design as a profession. That's actually what I still do for the church, but I went to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh, and worked at an ad agency, worked at Carter Lumber. I ran their art department for about 5 years for the entire company. And then God called me into doing this, and so I've kind of, this is where he's put me, and it's cool to be able to get to still do all that stuff, but, you know, for God, so it's kind of fun. I'm very rare in that I get to do what I love for a living. So that's sort of a little bit about me. My passion is for you guys, is for high school students, because I truly believe, and God, I believe, believes this, that your generation, your demographic, if you will, 9th through 12th grade, is the most influential age group generation in our culture right now. It really is. Everything is geared towards you guys. I took marketing classes that specifically told me, aim your stuff toward high school students because that's where stuff's going. You know, I mean, it's really amazing the impact that your generation can have on our world in a way that my generation cannot, in a way that Pastor Ed's generation cannot. You guys are the most influential age group in your world. And it's unfortunate to me that a lot of times you guys don't really look at it that way. And I think you've got a huge opportunity being in high school and being the age that you are to make an impact on this world like nobody's ever seen. So what are we all about down here? Well, hence the name of the department. We're here to help you to connect. And what exactly does that mean? Well, there's three different ways that we do that. Three different ways that I try to gear things down here, that we try to gear things toward toward helping you to connect. Number one is to connect you to each other, meaning friendship and fellowship, if you want to use a Christianese word. I'm good fellowship tonight. I will not use that word other than in a joke, okay? Because I think it's weird. Nobody talks like that. But activities, we do a lot of cool stuff down here, all right? I think we do a lot of good activities. This is just a few of the kinds of things that we do. Summer swims aren't necessarily a senior high thing. They're at Shane's house, but they invite you guys out there, so I thought I'd throw it up there anyways. We've done one or two at my house, yeah. Probably not. I don't know if you want to consider it a bonfire. I mean, it was like that big. Bonfires are like, whoa, you know, but so it was a fire, but you never know the kinds of stuff that we do with Lift Camp. We always go on a mission trip every year. For those of you that don't know, our mission trip schedule is basically this. We do local. It's a four-year cycle. Local, regional, local, international. So we do Mission Akron every other year. So this year we're doing a regional trip. We're going to West Virginia. Next Sunday we leave. The following year is Mission Akron 2011, all right, where we do mission work right here in our own city. And I would love for every one of you to be involved. Everybody can be. God's not broke, so I don't ever want you guys to look at price tags on activities as anything to hold you back. We have to put a cost to it, but I'm telling you, if you want to go and you feel like it's something that you want to do, and I'm talking from any of this stuff, I do fundraising, we do fundraising all year down here for you guys, a little bit at a time, so that there's always money for you guys to do stuff. You guys all, believe it or not, all of you, if you wanted to, you could have an account with the church and you could turn in $10 a week and just put it toward your account, and I would put it toward your account, and you could save that up for whatever. Youth conferences, Lift Camp, those two things can go into your account, but if you wanted to start an account for activities, for other activities, we can make that happen. hardly any of you, in fact, I would probably say none of you take advantage of that. I wish some of you would, to be honest. You know, you can just throw in $5 and say, you know, $10, hey, for the next activity that we have, I just want to have some money in there. So we try to do all kinds of things so that you can like that, so that money's not an excuse. God is not broke. I've never been on a missions trip where I've had a money problem, and I never will be. And this year for Oceana, it's no different. We've got plenty of money to go on the trip, and God has been good. So we do a lot of good things down here, and if you're not involved in going on a mission trip, I'm telling you right now, mission trip and camp are the two things that are going to affect you guys, that you're going to remember the most when you come out of here. When you come out of here, the most effective thing that will change your life, I'm telling you, a mission trip changes your life. It really does. And you'll have the opportunity to go on four of them if you're down here freshman to senior. You'll have the opportunity to go on an international trip. And when I say international, I know they went to like the Bahamas 2 years ago, and I went on that, and that was cool, and that was all good. But for me, since I'm planning these trips, I want to fly across the ocean, okay? I want to go like international. Like when I say international, I'm talking international, you know? So that's what I'm all about. And that's the most I'll give you about that. Don't start asking me where we're going. I've got a few places, but I'm not going to tell you. So yeah, China. Yeah, exactly. No, not. I would like to bring you guys back alive. So we're not going to China, at least not right now. But that would be crazy. But we do all kinds of really cool things. But I want to challenge you guys, and this goes for everybody. All right, some of this stuff, I know you guys are going, heard this, been there, done that. But I want you guys to make this. This is your youth group. All right. I look at my job as a way to provide you guys opportunities, not only to serve, but to grow. And I want you guys to make this your youth group. This is your department. When we revised everything and I redid everything down here, or I didn't redo it, but you know, God actually had it, the money and all that stuff. But when it got redone and I thought through how we were going to do things, I geared it toward you guys, not necessarily what I liked, other than the computers. But because I'm a Mac guy and I'm not going to go there. But anyways, the fact that I have computers here for you guys, you know, that somebody was willing to donate the money so that we can hook up computers and you guys can come in and work on your homework. You know what I mean? Those are now up and running. They're not on the internet yet. They will be next week. But make this your youth group. Get involved in stuff. Come to activities. If you want to be on the worship team and you want to come up here and sing with us, or you play an instrument or something like that, talk to me. I've never turned somebody down for anything like that. If you want to help out with technology, I love to do stuff with technology down here, as you can tell. If you want to help out and you know, do that kind of stuff, Twan's back there running my slides every week pretty much. If somebody wants to jump in and learn how to do that, we run the exact same software that they do up in the bridge. So I'm actually, hopefully, this is training you guys to go up and help in the main service, to go help in the big show. So get involved, you know, be as involved as you possibly can, and you'll get the most out of your time down here. I promise you that. The other thing about this place, as far as connecting you to each other, is to come as you are. And I know that's an easy thing for me to stand up here and say, and it's not always necessarily true when it comes to high school groups, if I'm just being honest. But I'll tell you this, from the leadership perspective, this is a place where you are accepted, where you are loved, where you can come as you are and not worry about like, well, nobody's going to like me there, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. We try our best down here to make that not the case. The 12 disciples that walked with Christ, they were the rejects, if you really looked at them. They were not guys. In the Jewish culture, you had to be so good to be a rabbi, right? And to go into like all the Jewish customs and all that stuff. You had to memorize the first 5 books of the Bible by the time you were like, you know, way before you were high school age. You had to have all those memorized and all that kind of stuff. And the guys that Jesus picked to be his disciples were the guys that weren't good enough. That's why they were fishermen, and that's why they did other trades. They were the guys that weren't good enough. And Jesus took them, and I believe, according to the Bible, that those guys were actually high school age, except for one of them. Because if you really cross-reference some things, when Jesus and the disciples went into the temple, only Jesus and Peter paid the temple tax, okay? You got to be over 20 to pay the temple tax. So that tells me that Jesus was the first youth pastor, all right, and his youth group changed the world. They really did. We still feel the effects of his youth group. Now, granted, he had one bad kid, but one adult leader, I guess, which was Peter, because he was the older one. But they changed the world. You can come as you are down here, all right? You can be accepted down here. You are accepted down here. If God accepts you, we accept you. Acceptance and tolerance are two different things, okay? There's, you know, love the sinner, hate the sin, sort of thing. But it's not a place where you have to worry about being judged. At least I would hope it's not. That's something that I really try to strive for, and that I really try to push. In Philippians chapter 2, I want to read this verse to you here. It says, "And make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one mind and one purpose." Verse 3 says, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too." Look, a lot of places there's problems with, you know, with cliques, and you're never going to get away from that in a high school department. I get that. But the best mentality for us to have is that we've got one clique, and that's senior high. All right? We're all in this together. We're all hopefully here for the same reason, for the same goal, and that's following Christ and trying to grow in our faith. So that's that. Number two, second thing. That was one thing. Connect you to the truth. I know everybody's like, good grief, he's been talking forever. Connect you to the truth. What do I mean by that? Well, obviously, growing in your relationship with God. Sunday mornings, we have started this book right here. We've kind of changed our format a little bit, and this is part of it. We're going through a discipleship material, a discipleship book that's an 8-week book right here. It's called Refresh and Connect. And the reason I put the refresh thing in there, I think it's a good principle that we can sort of look at in terms of growing in Christ, and as far as refreshing our minds with Scripture and with the kinds of things that we need to put in our brains. All right, answer me this: what happens when you click refresh in a web browser? What's that? It reloads the page, right, with fresh code. Every day, we need to click refresh on our minds. We need to get in this word a little bit every day and let the browser of our mind refresh with code from God, with new fresh code that puts us in the right mentality. And when times get tough and when life stinks and things take a turn for the worse, your solid foundation is going to be right here. It's going to be, this is what's going to hold you up. The stuff that you've done and that you've gone through when you're going through this discipleship stuff. That's the stuff that you should lean on. People don't always do that. That's the stuff that you should lean on. Hopefully, by going through this discipleship material, by the time you get through here, you'll be so strong in your faith that, man, stuff might knock you down, but you've got that solid rock. You've got that foundation that you're standing on. And when stuff stinks, because it's gonna, it's not always gonna be, you know, happy little trees. You've watched Bob Ross. Bob Ross, come on. You don't know Bob Ross? No. The guy with the big fro that paints, he's got like two brushes. Yeah, happy little trees, right? Let's put him right here. This little squirrel, he lives right here. Right, that guy? He's awesome. I loved him. But life's not always a Bob Ross painting, okay? Life's not always going to be that. I just made Beth mad. She's all leaving now. She's like, you're talking about Bob Ross? I'm out of here. Apparently not. Not a Bob Ross fan. Sorry. I'll use Thomas Kincaid next time. But, okay, we're not getting into artists. All right. I'll do an art history lesson sometime. But this stuff is going to be the foundation, and it's also going to help you defend and share your faith. A lot of times, as Christians, we don't always know how to defend our faith. We don't know how to share our faith. We get asked questions, and we don't know. I promise you, by the time you're done going through here, if you put into it the opportunities that we present to you, you will know how to defend your faith. You will know how to share your faith by the time you're out of Senior High Connect. I promise you that. 1 Peter 3:15 says, if you want to look it up, says, but in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared. Listen, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. You're going to know how to share your faith. You're going to know how to defend your faith. But you're going to know how to do it in a respectful way, with gentleness and with love. You're going to be able to speak the truth in love because that's what the Bible tells us to do. I'm not going to teach you guys how to get into a debate and to take somebody who's, you know, pro-evolution and slam them into the ground, all right? But you are going to know why you believe what you believe. The other way that we connect you to the truth is Wednesday nights. This right here, Wednesday night plug-in. You know, this is our main night now. It's when we do worship. It's when we do, you know, the teaching time. I'll do lesson series just like I used to on Sunday mornings, but they're going to be, you know, on Wednesday nights now. We're going to do gladiator games as per usual in the spring and in the fall. Those are the two times that we do it. We're going to four teams, red, blue, orange, and green. And there's going to be some new things. There's going to be some changes to it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time, and it's going to be a great opportunity for you to invite your friends that don't know Jesus and have never heard about the good news of Christ. But while Gladiator Games is off, we're also going to do some different kind of things as well. I want to do some theme nights occasionally. I think would be fun to do. Like, so I'm thinking next Wednesday, it's going to be duct tape night. All right? And here's how this is going to work. All right? Next Wednesday is duct tape night. And here's what I want. I want as much participation as possible because this will only be as fun as you guys make it. All right? You can do a ton of stuff with duct tape. I want duct tape outfits. All right? Duct tape everything. All right? We'll have like a little fashion show. All right? So you guys can like strut. All right? Your duct tape outfits. You know? And we'll show those. Right? We'll have some contests or whatever for the best outfits. I'm sure Jerry will be here with her camera. No, she won't. She's out of town. But somebody will have a camera because we're going to have to put pictures of these all over the website. But I'm telling you, Google duct tape clothing or duct tape outfits, and you will get some crazy ideas. I want to see the craziest stuff from you guys, and I know we will. And believe it or not, next week, with duct tape being our theme, we're gonna talk about how duct tape can actually apply to your life. Believe it or not, yes, it can fix anything. But there's a lot of cool things that we can do with duct tape. So next week, duct tape night, it's gonna be fun. But it'll only be as fun as you guys make it. Yes, Joey. May the duct tape be colored. Sure. Why not? Why not? You know, I don't remember where I was. I think it was Walmart. They've just got like this aisle of duct tape. And it's just all different colors. And I'm like, my Lord. So I don't know. But yeah, go crazy with it. Seriously. I want to see the craziest duct tape outfits. You got to be able to walk, all right, as much as possible. So, yeah. Yeah, somebody's going to be walking in like, you know, because they can't bend their legs. But that'll be fun. So, next week, mark it down, duct tape night. So there we go. That's done with number two. Number three, the last way, in my opinion, the most important way that we help you connect is to help you connect to God, who is the creator, right? James chapter 4 talks about drawing close to God and that if you draw close to him, he'll draw close to you. And that's an important thing, to draw close to God and to make that a relationship and to not make this a religion, you know? It's like, you guys seen the movie Hitch?
Yes.
Right? Where he's like, you know, you go 90, let her come 10. You don't go to full 100. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how it is with God in some ways, right? As far as your relationship goes with God, if you draw close to him, he'll draw close to you. He'll make the effort, but you got to make some effort too, all right? You got to come a little bit of the way. to make the relationship everything that it can be. You didn't know Hitch was a biblical movie, did you? Yeah, it's not. It's still not. But God wants to connect to you. And there's a few ways that we do that down here. Obviously through worship. You know, we do praise and worship every week. And everybody looks at worship and you just think like, oh, well, worship is just singing. And so we just sing, so we all stand there. But I'm telling you, right now, everybody hear me. Worship is not just the singing. Yes, it is the singing, okay? But it's not just the singing. Worship is a state of mind. It's a way of life, okay? It's something, you can worship God in every aspect of your life. But the praise and worship that we do here on Wednesday nights, when we do that, I want you guys to take it seriously. And I feel like a broken record, because like I feel like a lot of us have said this already from up here, but it should be a time when you should get your mind focused and let your heart be open to hear what God might have for you that night, whether it's me speaking or Ben or Shane or whoever speaking. To be able to open your heart, open your mind, and to just forget about the rest of the world, whether you like the songs that we're doing or not, whether you think they're cheesy or whether you really like them. Jumping around and stuff, that's all cool too, because you know what? You can just sort of let go for a little bit. Get into the music. It really can be fun if you just sort of forget about the people around you and just you and God and just worship God and just sing out to God. I mean, that song, Glory to God Forever, we've done it a million times, but I love that song. And I mean, honestly, even Hannah was telling me this earlier, you know, she gets goosebumps every time she plays it, you know. It's just one of those amazing songs that just really says everything that it, for me that I would want to say to God when I see him face to face. And just, you know, use your mind's eye to just look at God and just worship him and give him the glory for everything that he's done for you. Every breath that you take while you're sitting in here listening to me and yawning, that he's given you that yawn. You know what I mean? So worship. Prayer. Prayer is a big one. Hebrews chapter 4:16, let us then approach the throne of grace. Approach the throne of God. Approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We've got a page on the website that a lot of you use all the time. It's called The List. And I just want to put it back out there again. And The List is just a prayer request list. You've got something you need prayer about, jump on the list and type it on there and submit it. And we'll pray for you. As a collective group, I want everybody in here to daily pray for The List. It's easy to do. You know, you can ask Val. When we pray at night, I pray for The List every single night. It's part of my culture of prayer, if you will. And everything on the website gets approved through me. So if it's something you need immediate prayer on and it's something that's a little longer than a text would do, and you know you want somebody to pray about it right away, dude, it comes to my phone right away, okay? Because I'm the admin on the website. So it comes to my phone, and I can read it right then and there and approve it and put it up right then and there. And if it's something you really need prayer about right there, you know, I'll call you or whatever. You know, it's an important thing. Prayer, I think, sometimes is so overlooked because we only pray when we need it. You know, when things go bad, that's when we're like, oh, Lord, you know, and we're praying all the time. But, you know, you don't always pray when things are going well. But The List is there, and I want you guys to use that and to look at it to connect with each other as part of that, to pray for each other about stuff. And then, of course, there's the Bible, which we teach from down here and at ABT. We do teach from the Bible. But there's a thing about the Bible is that it's really kind of not only God's love letter to you, but it's really the handbook for life. And if you're not using it for that, you really need to be. There's something that you'll hear me say over and over and over again, and you'll get sick of hearing it, and a lot of you probably already are. Pray, read, think, write, do is kind of a philosophy that we have of a daily Bible study. And I'm telling you right now, you want something to make a big difference in your life, you want a big impact in your life, and you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Every day, I challenge you to do this. Every day, even if it's 10 minutes, preferably 20-ish, but even if it's 10 minutes, go alone somewhere, pray, ask God to show you something. Open up the Bible and read it. Even if it's just three verses, read for quality, not quantity, all right? Read for something good, not like, wow, I just read all 52 chapters of Leviticus, or however many are in there. You know, it's not about quantity. There's probably not 52 in there. Christians like, there's not 52. But I don't know. I just picked a book. Read. Think about what you just read. Keep a little prayer journal, right? Maybe jot down your thoughts a little bit about what you just read, about what it means to you, and then do it. It takes 15 minutes. Start your day with God. Pray, read, think, write, do. Pray, read, think, write, do. If you need something to write your stuff in, I've got pray, read, think, write, do little like Bible reading journal things that I'll give you. I've got, I used to have them in my office. I'll find them because my office got redone, so I don't know where anything is. But I will get them to you, all right? I'm telling you, it will make such an impact on your life, you have no idea. I challenge you to do it for 30 days. If you can do it for 30 days and tell me that it had zero impact on your life, then I don't know what I'll give you, but it won't be $1 million. But I'm telling you it will. It'll have a huge impact on your life if you do that. John 3:16, if you ask me, is the ultimate connection verse in the Bible. It sums everything up. It sums everything up into one verse. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And that's the main point of why we do what we do down here in terms of connecting you to God, because he wanted to connect to you. And every week I do a connection point. Every week, at least when I teach, I do a connection point. And the reason I do the connection point is because if there's nothing else that you hear me say tonight or any other night after this, hear this. When that logo comes up and I'm teaching, don't go, oh, sweet, we're about done. You know, okay, yeah, we're about done. But no, what I want you to do is I want you to perk up and listen, because if you hear nothing else I say tonight, I want you to hear this, and I want everybody to hear this. The connection point is the thing that I want to leave you with, that, like I said, if you hear nothing else that I say, this is the thing that you hear. This is the thing that you take home, because I want to always at least give you one good thing to take home with you. And my connection point for the night is that Jesus stretched out his arms to connect with you. That's the point of John 3:16. That's the point of this entire book, is that Jesus stretched out his arms and died on a cross to connect with you. He loved you so much, and he wants to connect with you and have a relationship with you so much that he died. That he died for you, because we can never be perfect. We can never be perfect, and our sin keeps us from God. And because someone who lived a perfect life stretched out his arms to die for each and every one of us, we can have a relationship with God.